From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has welcomed what he called the warm climate of reconciliation and dialogue after his sister and other members of a high-level North Korean delegation returned from opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Tufts University Associate Professor in Korean Studies Sung Yoon Lee said the North's previous charm offensives have carried a heavy price tag for South Korea.
Better relations really means a return to those heady days in the early and mid-2000s when South Korea would give North Korea close to $1 billion, and this is on the record, nearly 70% of that in cash.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in met four times with Kim's sister, who handed him what is called a personal letter from her brother proposing an inter-Korean summit. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence signaled more openness to talk with the North without precondition about its nuclear program, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson affirmed Monday in Cairo the first step must be taken by Pyongyang.
They know what has to be on the table for conversations. We're going to need to have some discussions that precede any form of negotiation.
Pence said if the North wants sanctions relief, it must first take meaningful steps toward denuclearization. South African military is investigating allegations members of its peacekeeping contingent in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo assaulted and tortured locals. The peacekeeping mission, known as MONUSCO, has received several allegations of misconduct, including sexual exploitation. A fourth had to do with physical violence. Meanwhile, the U.S. warned the DRC against using an electronic voting system for long-delayed elections scheduled for December. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said paper ballots must be used to ensure the credibility of the poll. This is VOA News. The White House has dismissed as false an Israeli assertion the two countries have discussed Israel's annexation of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a closed-door meeting of his Likud party he's been talking to the Americans about it for some time. Later clarification said Israel had updated Washington about proposed legislation. Russell Stone, professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies, said annexation has been used by Israel in the past.
They have annexed areas around Jerusalem to make a greater Jerusalem municipality area. But the massive settlement enterprise that's taken place since then, and which has accelerated in recent years, simply means that the longer any move toward peace is deferred, the larger a problem the settlements will be.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said no one has the right to discuss the situation of the occupied Palestinian lands. And the PLO's Wasil Abu Yusuf said the entire settlement occupation is illegitimate, illegal, and should be removed. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held talks in Cairo with his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, and said Washington stands with Egypt in its fight against jihadists.
We agreed that we would continue our close cooperation on counterterrorism measures, including our joint commitment to the defeat of ISIS. And Egypt has been a very important member of the Defeat ISIS coalition from the beginning.
Tillerson also appealed for respect for human rights and civil liberties in Egypt and called for free and fair elections in March. Tillerson will also hold talks in Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, and Turkey. At least two Russians are believed to have been among those killed when U.S.-led coalition forces clashed with pro-government forces in Syria. A U.S. official said more than 100 fighters aligned with President Bashar al-Assad died in the assault in Deir ez-Zor province February 7. Senior Chinese politician Sun Zhengchai has been charged with bribery. Sun, once considered a contender for senior leadership, has been removed from his post as the ruling Communist Party's chief of the southwest city of Chongqing. He stands accused of leaking secrets, bribery, and abuse of power. President Xi Jinping has presided over a corruption crackdown since coming to power in 2013. A Category 4 cyclone caused serious damage but no fatalities on the Pacific island of Tonga. The building holding Parliament was destroyed. The storm named Geeta packed winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour. At the Winter Olympics in South Korea, Japanese short track speed skater Kai Sato failed an out-of-competition doping test and has been expelled. He vowed to clear his name. Vanessa Trump, daughter-in-law of President Donald Trump, and two others were hospitalized Monday after she opened an envelope containing an unidentified white powder.
That's the latest world news from VOA.